Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
We're on now.
We are.
Are you over there? I'm an idiot. It's me. That was all me.
You got quarantine brain.
It was all me. The problem was, first and foremost, welcome everybody. It's a Wednesday. Stay quarantined. Stay away. Stay good. Stay strong. Totally me. You know, I'm quick at saying when you or somebody else, that was all me.
That's all right. Yeah, you got quarantine brain. It's like things are not in place.
What I did was, so a couple, well, it was January now. January at the Consumer Electronics Show, when I left the cords and some of the equipment at the Consumer Electronics Show. And then if you remember, we then did the radio show the next week.
Right.
And we didn't have the cords.
Right.
So you went thinking outside the box and grabbed the power cord from your lights.
Yes, from my open neon sign.
And we used it, and it all worked fine.
Beautifully.
The next week we went to, which almost cost me dearly, went to the PGA golf show.
We did.
And we didn't. We brought the cord, and it blew out the board, I guess.
Okay.
Long story short, this is a different board.
This is.
Similar. It's still the same company, and I'm not going to plug them because I paid for the board.
Okay.
So it's a bigger board, blah, 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 blah. So I put the headphone thing in where, in this one right here, and I know no people can't see it, it's radio, but in one of the holes.
Sure.
Which was the location of the old equipment, not this one.
So we didn't know that we were live.
We were live.
We couldn't hear us on air.
Right. They could hear us.
They could hear us.
But we couldn't, yes. Sure. So it was all me.
But we're back.
But we're back.
And that's what part of the quarantine thing is. Like, simple routines that you had are now a serious task. Like, things are just out of rhythm, out of sync. Is there anything that you've done that you've noticed other than just this? Anything that you slipped in the mind or any, like, kind of like aha moments, like, duh, that was dumb. Why did I do that?
I don't know about that, because that would be a daily thing for me. But I do feel Groundhog Day, you know, and I think it every morning. I get up, I get out of the chair, I walk to the bathroom, Groundhog Day. I walk into there, I take my Medicaid, but Groundhog Day. We're going to talk about the week in and week out, and we're going to discuss all that. We're going to discuss what appears to be going down next Saturday. On the 18th, and we'll discuss.
If they pull that off.
I think they're definitely pulling it off.
I just can't see how they're going to get it to go. I just don't understand.
Planes are still flying.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's sports. So, like, I thought all sports are banned. Like, WWF happened.
But, like I told you.
WrestleMania, it's entertainment.
Right, that's not a sport. And even though I'm going tremendously with Joe Marcourt.
Why? That's your boy.
I can't
argue with the Marquise. Why? Is it Marquise or Marcourt?
I argue with you.
Why, that's true.
On an Indian reservation, the athletic commissions don't come involved. The state athletic commissions, you know, do not come involved.
So where is 220 or 249 going to happen? Is it going to be on an Indian reservation?
I believe so, yeah.
And where? What state?
California.
California. So because of sovereign land, they don't abide by any of the rules of...
They have their own rules. They have their own rules.
Wow.
So the United States government can say there's none, and the Indian reservations can say,
But they closed the casinos. Like, those are the same kind of thing, right? I mean, the Hard Rock Casino didn't have to close.
Probably not. Probably legally, according to, and I'm playing, I'm guessing. I'm no whatever.
Right, right.
But, you know, I watch enough TV. I've been almost at the end of Longmire, which is on the res. We talked about that.
Yeah, the res.
The res is the reservation. But that's allegedly where it's going to happen. So let me, since we're now 9 minutes in.
Okay.
Scheduled on today's program, coming up shortly, the return, and it's been way too long. My fault, again.
Okay.
The return of Uncle Creepy, the greatest nickname in all of MMA, and possibly in all of the world.
Wow.
Uncle Creepy. Well, if you remember, and we've talked about it before you, so it would be BM, before Matt. We did a, I don't remember, it was 16 or 64 or whatever, and pulled names on the whole nine yards, and it came down to the finals was Uncle Creepy versus Touchy Feely.
Yeah, Andre
Touchy Feely.
Yeah.
And I made the corporate decision as the judge, jury, and executioner that Uncle Creepy wins because it was Uncle Creepy versus Touchy.
Right, not Touchy Feely.
Right.
Feely's the last name.
That's his last name.
So Feely is the nickname.
No, Touchy is the nickname.
Right, right, right.
You know, Feely, Touchy, right. Feely's the name. So the return of Uncle Creepy on today's program. We're also going to speak to Melvin Gilliard.
Your boy.
We're also going to speak to Nico Price.
Nico.
Who is, I guess, allegedly on the card next week.
Yeah, he's on the card. His picture's on the card. So.
And then I'll say this when I introduce him, but he is not the greatest athlete of all time, our last guest. I think it's our last guest. But he is an impersonator of the greatest athlete of all time.
Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, it would be Caitlyn, but no, that would be Rocky Balboa.
Oh, come on. Better than Caitlyn Jenner?
Rocky Balboa?
Decathlon, like the world's greatest man?
Well, first of all, Caitlyn Jenner had nothing to do with the decathlon.
Well.
But later on in the show, Mike Kundra will be on. And this is more for me, and I'm hoping some people will enjoy
it. So let me get this right. He looks like Sylvester Stallone, or he just gives tours of Sylvester Stallone's life?
Well,
or Rocky Balboa's life.
Yeah, it's the Rocky
stuff. So it's
stuff.
Movie scenes and like historical monuments and places in Philly.
Right, in Philly.
Got it.
He does look like Sly.
He does.
I'm sure he can talk like Sly. So like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. So it's like the Elvis impersonators.
Yeah.
They look and dress and feel.
Yep.
Okay.
And to be real honest, when I first caught him, I jumped on a Rocky Balboa fan club site.
No surprise there.
Well, what's the surprise is it took me so long.
Yeah.
Why did it take me so long, right?
That's your life.
I really thought it was Sly walking around with his family through Kensington. You know, because he does. He looks the part. And
maybe that's who Damon Feldman was photoed with in a hotel in Hollywood last week.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask him. Do we have a BKFC segment?
I'm not quite sure. Typically we do.
315?
I think Shannon Briggs blew it out of the water last week, so we might have to.
It's pretty awesome. I like
it
that.
It was cool. It was cool. The lineal champ.
I'm still afraid to be your friend. And everyone should be afraid to be your friend after
I'm cool with
Shannon
that.
Briggs.
Who calls out my friend.
Yeah.
But again, it's friendship is a funny thing.
It is. We're friends. And who would have thought in a quarantine situation, it would just be you and I versus the world.
With what's going on in the world, and I'll just tell this real quick story, and then we'll hit a break. I was going to say some things that I don't believe. So, you know how there's a saying, never mind, I don't even get into it.
Don't get into it.
No, I'm going to tell the story. I don't want to use the line,
okay.
You know, where I'm trying to explain to you how truthful this really is.
Okay.
You know, swear on this, blank is my witness, whatever.
Right.
I'm at a gas station.
Okay.
I'm using a napkin.
This recent?
Probably 2-3 days ago.
Okay.
Might have been 2 days ago. And I have to use my credit card X amount of times a month.
Okay.
For me to get different interest and for me
bonuses
to get bonuses and whatever.
Meet the program.
So I go to pump $2.34 of gas.
Okay.
Because whatever, AC, DC. right, exactly. So I stop at $2.34.
Okay.
Now the nozzle is still in my car.
Right.
But I stopped pumping. And the meter kept moving.
Huh?
Now it's $2.40. Now it's $2.50. There's no gas going in my car.
Wow.
I then take the nozzle out of my car and I'm filming that I'm holding the nozzle as it continues to go.
Okay.
$2.80, $2.90.
Wow.
And it stopped $3.30, I think, $3.40. Explain that.
Well, trying to get gouge on the gas, right?
Who?
The gas station.
Wow.
Somebody's trying to make money off of nothing.
So I then called and I said, there's an issue. And they're like, well, where are you? I said, pump 16. I'm still here.
Right.
So, yeah, it was definitely crazy.
Well, that's the crazy thing. I've seen Facebook memes like my car is going on 3 weeks per gallon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's cheap. Gas is so cheap. There's nowhere to go.
It's
where
true.
Where are you going
to go? There is no place to go, but I have to go out at least 15 times a day. I mean, a week. I mean, a month. You're right. This thing is sketching up.
Right. It's a quarantine brain.
It very possibly will be. All right. One segment down. When we come back, more shenanigans as we get ready for, what is it, 249?
249.
Which will happen next week. We'll talk about good and bad, what happened at WrestleMania. I do have a complaint.
Okay, shocking. You always do.
And we'll discuss that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place, sweet home, Chicago.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
I think that's AC/DC, isn't it?
I think so.
Because I said, you know, about my my handicap is AC/DC.
And again, it goes back to my argument. I'm going to stand on my soapbox again. There can't be that many lights out. So you got to have one nickname per fighter. That's it.
Per weight class.
But I'm just saying
in
general.
You can't say per fighter.
You can't. There's too many nightmares. There's too many lights out. There's too, you know, I think everybody has to have one.
So we have to have a tournament.
Oh, a tournament. See who earns the title of lights out.
Here's your homework. And I already know you're not going to do it.
Okay.
Because you don't follow through with anything that you're supposed to follow through.
Right.
I want you to come up with a nickname or two, whether it's lights out, whether it's, you mentioned nightmare. There's probably a handful of nicknames that numerous fighters have. So what I want you to do is pick any two nicknames that you want to go with. And since you brought up lights out, that has to be one of the two. Even though, honestly, I can only think of two. Who else is lights out?
Well, Chris lights out Lytle.
Right.
Sean lights out Merriman.
All right.
But there's got to be other lights outs out there.
All right. So your job, and do I say if you don't do it, you're fired?
No, because I won't.
I got to put the pressure on it. No, you have to do one of these.
Okay, I'll do some homework on this one.
Okay. And again, what I want you to do is come up with 6, 8, whatever, that have the same nickname.
Okay.
And then we'll do a little some kind of tournament.
All right, let's do it. I mean, obviously, it had to be different federations, different leagues. Different,
it doesn't have to be, but it can be whatever you want.
Like Diego the Nightmare Sanchez. And then you have Abby Velasquez the Nightmare. And isn't there executioner, Mexicutioner?
Well, there's not many Mexicutioners. I'm sure there's plenty of executioners, but I don't know if there's many Mexicutioners.
That's pretty unique.
But that is something that I want you to come up with. And since your customer level is down, you have plenty of time on your hands.
Well, it's just because there's no dining. My customer levels are fine. Okay, they're down.
Okay. Well, because
but everything's down. Everything's down.
No, I understand that. But if you were going to stick with what you were saying, I was going to say, then why don't you just leave it this way for the rest of you owning the restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, the whole, see, people calling right now trying to get food. Look at that.
Take it live on the air.
Done. All right.
Yeah, take it live on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling Tour de Pizza. This is Matt.
A live order.
We actually open at 4 o'clock today, sir. Yes, sir.
Great radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
What do you want to order, though?
I don't know. And that's how you get rid of a customer, live on the air.
Oh, I'm sure that's what you really wanted to do.
Look, you know, some things take priorities, and this radio show is more important than making somebody lunch.
A big thank you goes out to Hague Fencing.
Okay, yeah.
So one of our gates fell down.
Okay.
And I called some people.
Sure.
And some people responded, and some people I've still never heard from.
Okay.
And they jumped over. They brought me the material.
They jumped over the fence?
No, they brought me some material that I was able to, believe it or not, fix it.
Yeah.
So it got fixed.
You got the fence fixed. Are you doomsday prepping? I mean, has any of this stuff got you ready? You know, I mean, the economy's going in the crapper. Are you worried about? I mean, you had 2 cars stolen from your house last week.
I don't think that had anything to do with what's going on.
No, you don't think people are getting desperate, freaking out. They're letting criminals out of jail.
I'm going to say no because one of the 4 people had been arrested before for stealing cars.
Oh, okay.
So,
because I saw that the jails are letting nonviolent offenders out because of the coronavirus. So. Yeah, have no money, no opportunity. I'm sure crime rates are going to go up.
I would assume. I'm sure.
So, you know, getting the gate fixed and getting the garage door fixed and.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't necessarily do it for that reason, but it works out well. The security systems are fixed and ammo is fixed.
Yeah,
electronic fencing and so you can set that up for so your animal doesn't leave the yard.
Right.
But I wonder if you can set it up to zap somebody who comes into your yard.
Right, look, I used to work construction. I was a land surveyor, and we used to carry these metal poles that you had to, survey with prisms on them. And I touched an electric fence for horses in a pasture, and that thing shocked me. I fell over. I mean,
I want that.
I've never been that shocked in my life.
I want that. All right, so 249.
Yes.
Scheduled. Dana said all along it was going to happen. It appears it's going to happen. Give me your thoughts.
I would I mean, I peeked at the fight card. I was hoping for like a Super Bowl of event. I was hoping for like the biggest names in the sport, all the titles up for the defense. If you're going to do something revolutionary like this in a quarantine when all sports are banned, the UFC has an opportunity to become or capture maybe the greatest viewing marketing of all time pay-per-view, because the only sport on the market, the only thing you're going to see live, you'll have all eyes on you, all genders, all ages, all demographics.
If it is the only, why do you need to use A+? I'm not saying
because if you want
to the fighters, but
because if you want to take the UFC to top four sports in America, above hockey, above baseball, above basketball, if you want to compete with NFL,
I don't think there's anything you can do that.
But it's a global sport, so it has the potential. The future.
First of all, you said in the United States, and I don't, and I'm an MMA guy. I just don't ever think
if you're gonna do this thing, you're gonna go through the hassle.
I would rather wash your ditches. I would rather wash your ditches. I would rather wash your dishes, and I would rather wash your vehicles than watch baseball. Okay,
yeah,
we know that.
Right.
I still don't think MMA in this country will leapfrog baseball. I just don't think it'll happen. I understand what you're saying, but if you are going to be starting up, whether it's at the Indian reservations or this private island or whatever, I don't think you need to come and put and load up. Just do another regular pay-per-view card.
But the regular pay-per-view card, these names mean nothing to people. No one knows Greg Hardy's opponent. Like, nobody knows.
So you think...
I think you got to have the biggest names. You got to have Conor McGregor on this card. You got to have your star-studded lineup. You got to bring back some old-school guys. You got to have your Randy Couture on there. You got to have a Tito on there. I mean, I think if you're going to do this thing, you got to go all balls to the wall and just capture...
You're so wrong.
I think it's got to be the Super Bowl of events. Star-studded, all-star.
I think you're wrong. And again, you just said that people are not going to know the names. So if they don't know these names, some of these names, then they're not going to know the old names. And you really want to bring these older fighters that might not even be able to put on a decent fight? That's going to hurt you even more than putting fighters on there that are hungry, that maybe don't have the name that you think or want them to have.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing for the sport to have hungry fighters fighting, but I'm saying that on this historic event, to do this, what Dana's trying to do is to bypass all the regulations to be the only sport that's live by going to an Indian reservation so it's not regulated by the U.S. or the government ranking or rating, system. So if you're going to go through that hassle and the headache of going through all these processes to sanction your own event, to have your own judges, to have your own medical staff.
Anyway, but I mean, they have their own judges. They have their own medical staff.
If you're going to do it, I mean, the WrestleMania just happened last week. It made very little splash on my Facebook feed. I didn't see anybody talking about it. I didn't see anybody going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because they got to watch a live wrestling event.
Right.
So I think if you're going to do it.
Wrestling fans watched it.
You got to bring... You got to bring your A game. You got to bring all of it.
I still don't think if you're not an MMA fan today, you're not going to tune in next
Saturday.
Are
you really going to tune in for a pay-per-view and you're going to pay to watch Tony Ferguson fight Justin Gaethje? Really? Think you really want to see that as your main title fight on this historic event on an Indian reservation?
Again, I don't think it's that big of a deal saying it's a historic fight. You know, it's the first fight in 2 months. But historic, it'll be the first fight back.
Look,
and then
everybody
the Saturday after will be another fight.
All we want to see is Khabib Ferguson. That's all we wanted to see for 3 years.
Then don't tune in.
That's the fight we want to see.
But it's not going to happen
next
Saturday.
Gaethje didn't beat Poirier.
So what?
So why is he getting to fight Ferguson?
Because you were not available.
Well, put me in, coach. I mean, Israel, talk about he's ready. He's been training. He's ready to get on that card. He wants to get on that fight. Or an island fight or whatever they're calling it.
There's ample time.
Just saying. I just think that the UFC has a great opportunity right now to capture a massive fan base, a massive market share of professional sport, market share. I think they could really capitalize if they do this thing right.
Every MMA fan will be tuning in and watching. If you're not an MMA fan, I just don't think you're going to pay for a pay-per-view. No matter who's fighting.
I think you would if you're bored and you got nothing at home. You're tired of watching Disney+. You're tired of watching Netflix. You're tired of watching Tiger Joe or Tampa Joe, or
I don't know who that is.
Exotic Joe.
I know Sean bought the T-shirt, but I don't know nothing about it. But, all right, we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break. When we come back, I think we're headed out west somewhere out in California. He did a online, and we're talking about Ian McCall, did a online teaching of jiu-jitsu, I believe.
Okay.
And when I reached out and I said, I heard you're doing, and he started to laugh. He goes, I just agreed to it like 2 minutes ago. How did you hear about it? Because I have my peeps. What? So when we return, Ian McCall, what?
Oh, that's the one nickname I'm afraid to look up for my research. Uncle Creepy. I mean, I'm probably going to get a lot of, you know, pedophiles that have been released from jail right now.
But that's not a nickname. I'm sure their nickname is
not. Although their titles.
Right. Their title is creepy. Their nickname's not. But he is creepy. He is Uncle Creepy. And I think he took one of my nicknames, Storytime. There's a lot of story times out there.
Storytime with Uncle Randy.
We started it first, and then he took it to a whole new level. All right, Ian McCall, Uncle Creepy, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have...
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Sounds a little gloomy, this, doesn't it?
Which one?
Whatever that song, if this song is. I mean, it's a great song. Just a little gloomy. Just got a text message from Rafael Asuncio,
okay,
who will be on the show next week, who races with Edge.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I got to know him. Yeah. And you haven't kept me on the fire. I'm supposed to say Hobson's name 47 times a show.
To make up, to make up for Robson.
Right, exactly. Right. So I've dropped the ball, so make sure. You know, I do a shout-out to Hobson once an hour.
Yes, Hobson, Hobson, Hobson.
No, I just said once. That's three times.
No, but you click your heels together three times.
It has been an extremely long time. My fault. We haven't reached out. We haven't touched base. We haven't talked. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with my very good friend. Most know him as Uncle Creepy, Ian McCall. Ian, how are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing all right, you know, in this extremely weird time of the world right now. Trying to stay safe. Going crazy yet being all cooped up?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a choice. I'm lucky that I'm out in my backyard smoking a joint with my cat. you know, it's like we're lucky we've got a good sized yard with a fire pit and a pool and a jacuzzi. And, you know, we have space to work out and do our thing. There's, you know, five of us in the house. So myself, my daughter, and then her, we have her four kids. So we're, you know, we're making the best of it. I mean, like, you know, we already work from home and, you know, my daughter is homeschooled. She's the youngest one. She's eight and she's already homeschooled. And then my girlfriend's kids are just turned 15 and she's, you know, in high school and she's doing her own thing. And the other ones are already grown. So it's like, it's pretty easy for us. You know, we're not making too big of a fuss out of it. I mean, sure, we'd like to get out and do more, maybe go hike or something, but it is what it is. We're learning to just bond with each other and be happy.
You know, it is funny, Ian, because I've caught this with my kids who live on the same street as we do. And, you know, there's a whole lot more conversations going. You know, there's a whole lot more of, I don't want to say family bonding time, but, you know, typically as life goes on, it's like, you know, I'll get with the kids Tuesday and we'll hang out. Well, now we kind of have to, and I don't want to say it's nice because this what's going on is awful, but the bonding, the family time, all that kind of stuff has been pretty cool, at least for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and if people just learn to sit back and take it as that, you know, it's time for us to reflect on how shitty humans have been, and what we're doing wrong, and what we're doing wrong as not only as a race of people, you know, around the world, you know, just personally, what are the things that you've done wrong in your life that you need to fix? You know, what things can you do better? I think this is a huge time. You know, sure, we can't go on a trip in a plane or a car, but you can go on a trip with psychedelics, and if you do it properly, you're going to learn a lot, just become a better person. I mean, that's, you know me, I travel around the world now, and I educate about psychedelics and specifically psilocybin and the benefits of it. And this is a time where we're going to need these medicines way more. Hopefully pharmaceuticals will stop making shitty drugs and just start making things that can help us, you know, like cures and, you know, this sort of stuff that we need, not these fucking painkillers and whatnot, pardon my language.
You said trucking.
But,
it was trucking. Trucking.
Trucking and shipping orders.
Yeah, so, you know, we need to take care of these people who are going to be taking care of us. Now, on a personal level, or on a just thinking about yourself, we need to get healthier. I mean, I'm really healthy. That's my job, is to teach health and wellness. But other people aren't doing it. You know, like they aren't taking care of themselves, and that's exactly why they're dying. You know, you're immunocompromised, or you're just straight lazy. You're not working out. You're not eating right. These are all things that can kind of poke holes in our immunity and we're not taking care of it. I mean, I've been preaching so much health and wellness, especially when it comes to mushrooms, non-psychedelic mushrooms. I call it the myco diet, and these are the things that are going to literally save lives. I mean, like, people think I'm, you know, just, I found a new hobby and I'm screaming about it, but it's for a reason. You know, you have things like, you guys have all heard of the microbiome, right?
Right. Yeah.
In your stomach. And when you get sick, you take antibiotics and it kills off all the bacteria in your body. Well, right. We also have something called the microbiome, M-Y-C-O. It's the mycological biome, the fungal biome in your body. And people don't even know it exists. Like, people have literally no idea. And people are just uneducated about it. And you have things like polysaccharides, beta glucans. Those are things that help build your immune system. They help your immune cells get stronger. You know how the coronavirus has those little arms on it with the claws?
Right.
That's where it latches on.
Of course.
Well, this is these beta glucans and polysaccharides. This is exactly what that fights. You know, so outside of a good protein source in mushrooms or trace elements or, you know, vitamins and minerals it has in them, antiviral properties. I scream at people in my head. I'm like, why are you not listening to me? You know, antiviral should be enough. You also have antibacterial, antifungal properties. But, you know, these mushrooms or fungus in general is gonna save our lives. It's going to save the planet. I mean, if you do any research on people like Paul Stamets, you know, he's saving the bees. He's got things like mycoremediation, which is, you know, they've taught or bred mushrooms to eat plastic and cigarette butts. And just think of the implications there. I mean, think about how big that would be if we could plant mushrooms or inoculate mushrooms in every dump in the country. I mean, not only is that huge multi-trillion dollar business, but we're going to be equestering carbon out of the air and chemicals out of the air. I mean, mushrooms can do everything. They clean up oil spills and toxic radiated, material in the ground, like whether it's nuclear stuff or it's, you know, all that craziness that we've done to the earth, mushrooms can fix it. And we're going to be learning a lot more soon about how important this stuff really is.
So Ian, all right. So I follow you with the science stuff because, you know, as a professional bodybuilder, I use a pizza only diet, tracking macros to become healthy. At 41 years of age, I became a professional bodybuilder.
Yada yada yada.
I own a pizzeria. Obviously, that's where we're broadcasting live from. You know, can these mushrooms you're speaking of, can they be integrated into food like CBD oil? Are they able to be cooked at high temperature? Yes. How do you take these for the health benefit?
Okay, so you have a few different ways. You have supplements, like Paul Stamets has a great line, Host Defense. My favorite products, I think the best standard of care or products in general, the extraction method, all that stuff, because it's a two-way extraction method with water and alcohol. And they get, you hear about the entourage effect in cannabis with CBD, and, you know, in its full spectrum, you have the entourage effect of chemicals that naturally are occurring in a certain plant or fungal body. So if you can extract all these things, and we don't even know what some of them do. Most of them do. We don't even know what's in there. Like I have a friend, my girlfriend has been a scientist for 25 years. She's a professor at UCLA Extension. So she teaches post-grad and she teaches other professors and stuff, all what she does. And her protege is a woman named Melissa Dawn. She's the head research scientist at Field Trip Labs. It's the first psilocybin research lab in the world. And just being able to sit down with her and hear her brain come out of her face, just going, well, this is what we're doing. We're isolating this molecule and doing this. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's so cool.
What the truck.
And there's so many smart people I'm around right now, doctors and scientists and nutritionists and stuff. So these mushrooms, when you add them in, you're going to be getting all those health benefits. And you can cook them. I mean, we cook mushrooms in pretty much every meal we eat. Even if we make a pizza, a ready-made pizza you stick in the oven, I put mushrooms on it. I mean, we pretty much everything outside of like oatmeal, you know, we put mushrooms in. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're so good for you. You know, like people are finally coming around to it, but they're not even close to understanding everything. You know, because I guess the science isn't there. This is one of the most, the newest and least studied sciences in the world. So it's, you know, there's a lot to learn.
When you say they're everywhere, so where are they? Where do people, you know, do you just go out in the forest and find them? Or, you know, is there a farm for them? Or where do you find these? Because I'm assuming, and we know what assume means, that it's not like the mushrooms that you go to Publix and get in the little can.
Oh, yeah. Those mushrooms work. Just go to the store. Go to the store. If you can, go to a health food store and get some exotic ones. You got shiitake and maitake and portobello and baby, all the different kinds. I mean, they're all good for you. And the thing is, if you introduce these into your body, you're putting a new fungal thing, a fungal, you know, body into yourself. You're putting new fungus in there that will help us fight things like viruses and diseases and whatnot. Because, you know, like I said before, we're lacking all that stuff. All that stuff is gone now for most people. You know, it's not around, you know. We just don't have it. We don't put it in our systems because we don't understand the science of it.
So with the psychedelic mushroom, obviously there's a different strand, different type of mushroom?
Yes, there's. And I mean, they even have, psychedelic mushrooms have a lot of the same properties the other ones do. They just have the magic in them. They have the medicine. They have psilocybin in them. And, you know, I'm sure when, you know, you're heating things up, the decarboxylation rate of certain chemicals, or, you know, when they break down under heat, you know, that comes into play. But also drying them out, you know, psychedelic mushrooms are always eaten, you know, dried or pulverized. But, well, I guess not always. You go to places like Bali. I was out there recently, and everyone had bags of, you know, raw mushrooms, like wet ones. So
how does that come to play in the world of combat sports? Like, is it on a banned substance list? Is it similar to marijuana or cannabis where you're not allowed to use it? Are they tests for that kind of thing?
Well, this is where my expertise comes into play. Okay, I have the professor. That's what I call my girlfriend. She's a psychedelic integration coach for just everyday life. You know, she's my education. I get to wake up every morning and roll over and go, I have a lot of questions, you know? But then when you get into performance, and mind you, I've sat with Jeff Nowitzki, not only during my career at my bedside when I'm in the hospital in a different country, three countries to be exact. You know, we talk business. I had the first CBD deal with the UFC. And through that, my company Elixicure, a company myself and my family own part of, we have the world's first FDA and third party certified, like the banned substance control group, which, you know, you have to have these. We have the first product and lab in the whole world. No one else has done this. No one's even caught up to us. Kind of crazy. So through that, Jeff knows I don't mess around. Yeah, I get stuff done. And I talked to Jeff one day after I talked to a company called Unlimited Sciences, who I work with. And my girlfriend needed a study. They said, you know, what study have you been doing? And she's like, well, listen, I haven't because it's illegal. And they said, no. Del Jolly, who's the guy that started Unlimited Sciences, they have the largest psilocybin studies in the world. He said, no, which one do you want? You tell me the college, you tell me, you know, who you want to work with, and I'll make it happen. And that kind of made me think, okay, where am I going to take this? The woman I love wants to study. So I hit up the UFC, I hit up Jeff. And of course, his first reaction was, this is illegal. And I said, nope, it's not. I got the right people. So, you know, we set everything up. I went out to Vegas, took my girlfriend out there, and actually, you know, because I've been talking to Jeff about this for years. Being able to put someone like my girlfriend in front of him to explain it all, the UFC was sold. Now, granted, they cannot publicly fund us because it's a Schedule I substance, they're a U.S.-based company. But Jeff has said, you dude, tell everyone what you're doing, talk about it, tell them you've talked to us, I've sent over proposals. so there's, you know, there's nothing. We're in the process of doing a CTE and TBI study for fighters in general, for athletes, for vets. But when you get into the performance side of it, they cannot test. This is my long way of explaining this. Sorry, they can't test for psilocybin. There's no test out right now, and I'm sure there's a way to figure it out. But with the way psilocybin converts in your body is psilocybin, psilocin, serotonin. So it's really, really, really hard to test for, you know. And USADA says, well, we don't test, or EOC says, we don't test. And I'm like, that's because you can't. But, you know, it's not a bad thing. They know the fact that not only is it going to make the fighters fight better, but it's also going to protect their brains. You have a neuroprotectant, especially if the microdose is done well. You know, the brain is fully protected. Well, I shouldn't say fully, but it's actually healing through a process called epigenetic neurogenesis, and that's the healing of the brain, the receptor sites, the neural pathways. And then, you know, you get into performance. Then you get in the flow state. People always talk about the flow state. The flow state's incredible to be in that. But to actually understand the rest of the performance benefits, man, you have the dropping of something called the fear response. So you're not afraid to engage. You're not afraid to try new tricks. You see things differently. You know, you're not afraid to engage, but you're also in such a state that you're not going to just be careless. So from there, you have kinetic efficiency, not only efficiency of your brain to deal with someone who's trying to beat you up in a cage. You climb into a cage in your underwear to beat people up for blood money. You know, that this is a fun game to play, but it has dire consequences. So you have the actual healing of the brain, the protecting of the brain. When you do get this trauma, the other people don't realize that we're getting PTSD while we're in there. We're giving and receiving on both ends of it. So it's another way to deal with that. But then the performance-wise, you have an uptick in cognitive function, linguistic skills, memory of old information, absorption of new information. You have cardio is upped. You have, like I said, that kinetic efficiency where you're not going to be actually physically stronger, like, say, testosterone. That sort of hormonal thing. But you move so much more efficiently. So technically, you kind of get stronger. Maybe you just use your body properly, which is incredible. And this is all things that I call it the McCall method. My website should be out soon. I talk about the diet, the performance. I have a place where people can reach me to talk about coaching them. Because I don't just deal with athletes. I've got a pretty famous motivational speaker, a handful of athletes and models. You know, it's just people who are just looking to, you know, intellectuals, business people. Well, it doesn't matter. Everyone can use these. Now, it's an actual competitive advantage to take these, but they're so natural and they're so good for us that, you know, people like the UFC are going, do it. Hell yeah. Let's make our fighters better and healthy. You know, it's a wild thing. And I applaud them for that. When you have organizations like the NHL blackballing my friend Daniel Carcillo, who is doing the same thing I'm doing, but just in the NHL. He's the other, I'm proud to say this, that we are the two most educated athletes on the planet about this. And we take pride in that because we work our asses, our butts off. And we teach as many people as possible. You know, he sits in front of Congress and stuff, and I'm out here helping run DCRIMCA, the decriminalization effort for all of California. We do activism. We do so many things in this realm, you know, and soon to be business. I mean, the business is going to boom, and you're going to see a cycle. You know, CBD is kind of coming to an end in a few months. You know, all this stuff is happening, and you'll see, you know, you have the cycles of business, the tech, the porn, the, you know, MLM stuff, the cannabis, the CBD, and psychedelics will have its own little cycle. But mycology as a whole, like I was getting to before, is going to be a multi-trillion dollar business. And, you know, we just need to get ready for it.
We're almost at the top of the hour. I could talk about this for another hour. We need to hit the top of the break in a minute. But before we let you go, tell me what you did on Monday. Was it an online workout? What was it that 10th Planet and Eric from Denver reached out and let me know about?
Okay, so, yeah, I'm giving kind of little Zoom meetings where I can run people through body weight workouts. Or if you have, you know, machinery in front of you, I can help you with that as well. But then I'll give a little talk after about the benefits of microdosing, about, you know, how important things like integration are, you know, and how to get it done, you know, how to actually do it. Because it's not just about taking the medicine and figuring it out on your own. You need to sit in a circle with people. You need to understand that, you know, you need to get other people's views on this as well. Because, you know, your own view is going to be skewed because it's you. You know, you need other people's help and knowledge about this. Because integration is the most important part when it comes to, you know, these medicines.
Interesting. Interesting. How can people reach out to you before the website comes up, or do we need to wait until that's up and running?
No, you can DM me on Instagram or Twitter. I don't really check my Facebook ever, but you know, yeah, just DM me. The McCall Method is up on Instagram, but the website's not up. That'll be up hopefully this week or next week. But yeah, just Instagram me, you know, DM, and we can go from there.
Good stuff. Ian, as always, it's been way too long. Thank you for your time. Let's talk in the next week or two, and let's see how you can help a very old, fat, white guy.
I can help. I'm really good at helping those, so I got you. Good talking to you, man. It's been too long.
There you go. Take care. We're going to put Ian on hold so they can get some information. We can send them out a care package from 8-Man Strong. Good stuff. And Eric from Denver reached out, told me a little bit about what Ian was doing, and so I said, you know what, we definitely need to touch base, and it's been so long. And what's funny is, Matt, was I was in line going to a UFC in Vegas when Ian walked by and kind of told me a little bit about this, and I forgot about it until when Eric mentioned this to me, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. So it's just funny how full circle, you know, everything goes. And I've always eaten mushrooms, but I wasn't trying to be smart.
Right.
But, you know, the mushrooms from Publix in the can or the fresh mushrooms. So I always eat that. And if somebody is going to tell me it can help me, I'll eat more. And here's the one thing that I was thinking about, and I know we're almost at the top of the hour. I once had a talk with, his name is Doug. I was going to say was. His name
right.
is Doug. He used to be the religious guy with the Buccaneers.
Okay.
He has since been let go. And he was now doing whatever the USFL, TBL, whatever. And I remember him once telling me something about whether you believe or you don't believe. And his comment was, if you don't believe, it's not going to kill you to believe, because if it does say whatever I'm saying it is,
right.
When you get there, you're going to be certainly glad that you did.
Sure.
What is it going to kill you?
To eat some mushrooms.
To eat some mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's not like... And that's why I was kind of joking, but trying to be serious. It's not like you're walking out in the park and you pick up a mushroom and you eat it. If it's that you can eat the mushrooms that are in the stores,
sure.
And it can help you.
Well, I think that helps with viral health and gut health and probiotics and all that. But the psychedelic are a different, whole different animal, and I don't know anything about that stuff.
I'm going to take a large pizza with mushrooms to go, please. This is Knockout Radio. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We are brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. What's
your name? This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
phone.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.